WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Happy Friday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program. Hope it's starting off well for you. And it is Fun Friday, brought to you by Dee's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. So let's make sure that we have some fun today, whether it's while we're doing the program or you can go off and have some fun on your own. It's okay. It's all right if you don't include me. Maybe I'm going to have fun without you. Did you ever think of that? But we will have our Fun Friday question coming up, which you'll be able to answer by calling in 508-996-0500, by sending app chat messages on the WBSM app, by sending in open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And I hope you're utilizing that app to play Money Talks. Yesterday was our first day of codes. We had 10 codes for you. And we'll have another 10 for you today. That's 10 chances to win $1,000. And I saw a few messages that came in yesterday. Now, thankfully, no one was sending in the codes like they have in the past, where, you know, they get confused and they send them the codes via app chat. If you do that, we can't help you. App chat comes into us on the studio and we can't enter them into the boxes for you on the Money Talks page. You have to do that yourself. So if you're not sure exactly how to enter it, just reach out to me, Tim at WBSM.com. I'll walk you through it. But I also got a few messages from people asking us for what the code was. Oh, I missed the code. Can you tell me what the code was for this time? I wasn't listening. I was in a meeting. We can't do that. In fact, I'll tell you this much. Once the code is out there, we don't have any evidence of what the code was in the studio, so the host couldn't tell you if you asked. It's designed that way on purpose. It's just for you to listen. Otherwise, we could just, you know, you could just tune in for 10 minutes a day and we could give you all the codes in an email. That's not what we're looking for. We want you to listen. And we want to reward the people that are listening all day. So don't think that we're ignoring you if you send those messages. We just can't send you the codes. It's literally against the rules. But you will get 10 new codes today. 10 chances to win $1,000. And Money Talks on WBSM is brought to you by Carter's Clothing, Morgan's Cantina, and Allegiant Airlines. And I hope somebody out there is $1,000 richer at the end of the day. And by the way, they're not going to reach out to you today if you're the winner today. It takes a day or two to hear from them. So yesterday, folks had a lot to say about the New Bedford City Council and the open meeting law violation. That will be a big topic of discussion with Council President Burgo on Monday when he comes in for the program. So if you have questions for him, have those ready for Monday morning at 8 a.m. when he'll be here with me. And then next Monday, he'll be filling in for me at 8 a.m. I'll be here for the first 2 hours of the show, as we'll be broadcasting live on the 29th from the New Bedford Regional Airport. But then I'll be in the inaugural flight from Cape Air from New Bedford to Boston. And then I'll be on the first flight that it comes from Boston to New Bedford. So I'm pretty excited about this. I've never been on a plane that small, so it should be an experience. And as soon as I land, because it's only going to take about 35 minutes gate to gate. So as soon as I land at Logan, I will call into the program. It's up to Council President Burgo if he wants to take my call. If he's talking with all of you, you know, he can certainly continue doing that. But the advantage of the technology that we have is that we can pretty much broadcast from anywhere, except in an airplane if there's no Wi-Fi. And speaking of being out on the road, today Chris McCarthy is going to be out on the road. He is broadcasting live from the Honeydew on Route 18 in New Bedford. So if you want to get out and have yourself a donut or pastry or sandwich with Chris McCarthy this morning, he'll be there from 9 to noon. And the great thing about it is he'll have a microphone there for you. So if you want to join him on the air, like as if you would normally call in, if you'd rather do it in person, face-to-face, he'll have that microphone for you. And he'll still be taking calls and everything. It's basically the regular show, just on the road. And if you have a business and you'd like to have WBSM broadcast from your business, whether it be me or Chris, Barry, Paul, Ken, Brian, reach out to me, Tim at WBSM.com, and we'll see if we can set something up. Maybe you say, gee, I'd love to have, and I'll just use me as an example, but I'd love to have Tim come and do a show from my business, but I'm not open until 10 a.m. It's all right. We have other things we can do to work it out so that we can line things up for you. So Tim at WBSM.com, and then I'll put you in touch with the right person from the sales department that can help you facilitate all that. Because I just do the technical part. They do all the arrangements and contracts and things like that. Last night, I got home from bowling relatively early. Both of our teams were down a person, so it got done pretty quick. And I turned on the television when I got home. I had intended to watch. So there's a great documentary that's airing right now on, and many of you probably don't have this channel or don't know that you have this channel, but MGM Plus. It used to be called, what was it before? I'm blanking on what it was called before. But it's MGM Plus, and it's the network that From is on. So if you watched that show From that everybody was buzzing about, which is a very good show, it's that same network. But they also have great docuseries on true crime. They had one a couple of years ago called Fall River, about the Fall River cult murders, Carl Drew, Robin Murphy, all of that. It was kind of controversial to people who followed the case, but it was very well done, beautifully shot. And that's kind of the hallmark of their docuseries, is the people who make them, whether, you know, you agree with the content necessarily, they're great filmmakers. So they're visually very beautiful docuseries, even when they're dealing with these horrible topics. They had one on Amityville. But now they have one called Let the Devil In. And it's about a case in Michigan from the late 80s where a teenager killed his mother. And there were questions of whether or not he had been possessed by a demon when he did it. And I don't mean this in like the paranormal sense, you know, like the possession and all those kind of movies that come out. I don't mean it like the people of this community, which was a very Catholic community, legitimately thought that this boy might have a demon. Actually, they thought it was the devil himself, Satan, that was possessing him. Because he killed his mother and then he killed himself. And it was part of the satanic panic of the 80s. Oh, this was in the later 80s. I think this was, I forget what year it happened, 88, 89? But the documentary is, it's well worth the watch. I think there's three episodes that have been released so far. I don't know how many there are total. I know that the Fall River one was it six? And they talked to, of course, you know, people that were very involved in the case, people who investigated the case, you know, police officers, law enforcement. And it's just, it's a head scratcher, at least how far I've gone through. So I was going to watch that last night and I didn't get to it. And I turned on the TV and CNN was on and I basically dozed off because I was tired. And then when I woke up in the chair, they were still, you know, about 10 minutes later, 15 minutes later, they were still talking about Jimmy Kimmel and this whole situation. And I think, again, I said this yesterday, but it's I don't think it's a good thing for these television networks and affiliate stations to feel like they need to appease the federal government if they are waiting on an FCC decision. However, I think this is almost like two birds, one stone situation. I think that late night television is suffering from massive revenue loss because people aren't watching the shows. This was one of those things where I think the television networks, in an attempt to stay relevant and take advantage of social media, shot themselves in the foot a little bit. Because as I mentioned the other day, like, let's just look at Jimmy Fallon from The Tonight Show. They kind of perfected the use of take, like, his show doesn't feel like a show to me. When I watched Johnny Carson, Jay Leno, David Letterman, Conan, they felt like shows. You know, it was, I'm going to come out, do the monologue. I'm going to have, there's usually like one comedy skit or one bit or something. Then we're going to have our first guest and we're going to have our second guest and maybe a musical guest or a comedian. Then we're going to come back and wrap it up. And late night TV had this very formulaic structure for many, many years. It was basically Johnny's formula. And they didn't deviate much from that. But for some reason, and then Arsenio came, and Arsenio certainly, you know, did things differently. Some other syndicated shows that came in shook that up a little bit. But basically, the major television network late shows did that, followed that format. And then I think, you know, like you got Craig Ferguson and things like that. They also kind of broke it up there later on in the night. What I've always felt like with The Tonight Show, on the rare occasions that I've tried to watch it live as it's happening, is it doesn't feel like that. It doesn't feel like a start-to-finish show. It feels like all these bits that are being done for the sake of breaking them out separately, and we're just going to do one right after the other. And that's what they've done, is they've taken all of those segments and put them up online, on clips on YouTube, on Instagram, things like that, and that's where they get the views in the audience, and that's where the fan base is. And so you don't really get people that are tuning in to watch it on television, which means that the television ads aren't generating revenue for the network, which is how they pay for these shows. I was talking with Brian yesterday when he came in the afternoon, and I said, you know, that's the thing that people don't realize, is that if you think, but they get so many more people that watch them on YouTube then would ever watch them on TV. TV shows at that time can't even break a million viewers anymore. But you can get 3, 4, 5 million views on one of your clips. Yeah, but the problem is those clips are controlled by YouTube or whatever platform they're on, and they get the revenue. Then they give you a portion of the revenue. And sure, those major broadcast corporations probably can negotiate a higher rate than, say, you or I get for posting a video. But it's still only a fraction of what comes in. And it's still not going to be the same amount of money that they were charging advertisers to be on these late night shows. There was a time when people would not go to bed until after Johnny Carson, or at least until after Johnny Carson's monologue. Instead, now, people just say, I'm not even going to stay up for the news. What do I need to stay up to watch the news for? I can get that on my phone. So I can go to bed at 10, 10:30, hang out in my bed, scrolling through my phone, find out everything I need to know, go to sleep, wake up, see anything that I missed. So these contracts that a lot of these hosts signed, you know, even just a couple of years ago, aren't delivering the dollars that they were when they were signed. And so this makes an easy out. That's why when they say Stephen Colbert's show is losing money, I believe it. And that's why I think when they're replacing, when they want to get rid of a host, they don't bring in another host and try to keep it going. You know, these some of these late night shows are franchises. The Tonight Show, certainly going back to the 1950s, but even Late Show going back to the early 90s. It's hard to have the Jimmy Kimmel Show and then replace it with another host because it's called the Jimmy Kimmel Show. But there's no effort here to say, well, let's try to shake things up. Let's Jay Leno this thing where we'll take, you know, Colbert or Kimmel out of that time slot, put them on in a different time slot and bring in somebody else to host. Like, they're not trying those things. Which means that, yeah, I believe that these shows are losing money, losing influence. And again, it has nothing to do with people want to put it on their politics. Well, it's because they got political and nobody cares. You know, the person who's watching a clip of Jimmy Fallon doing, you know, some sort of game with a celebrity sitting in the chair, they don't care what his politics are. They're watching it because they want to see this clip. But the problem is people aren't caring so much about that anymore because it's they see too much of it. I don't need to tune in to see, you know, like Michael Keaton's one of my favorite actors. I don't need to tune in to see Michael Keaton talking about his new movie with Jimmy Kimmel because I can see him talking about his new movie anytime I want. I can just go to YouTube and there he is on the press junket, all these different clips talking about the new movie. Celebrity culture is different now if you are someone that cares about celebrity culture because you get it right from the celebrities. Through Twitter, through their other social platforms. You don't need to see someone interviewing them anymore. They might have their own podcast. They might be doing other podcasts. More people listen to podcasts and watch late night television. It's just those things have finally become passe. Anyway, 508-996-0500. I've got to get a break in here. I'm a little late for it. We'll be back with that and the news in a few moments.
A military helicopter crash in Washington State. A lawsuit against Ticketmaster at a weekend box office preview.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Four U.S. Army service members were on board an MH-60 Black Hawk helicopter that crashed west of Olympia, Washington on Wednesday night.
A spokesperson at Joint Base Lewis McChord says the helicopter went down during a training flight. It crashed near Summit Lake. The Army is calling it an aviation mishap that's under investigation. Thurston County Sheriff's deputies were the first on scene, and they were pushed back by the intense heat from a fire. I'm Brad Ford.
Vice President J.D. Vance offering to send the National Guard to Detroit to crack down on violent crime. He made the offer to Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
Gretchen, we are happy to send the National Guard to Detroit, Michigan. All you got to do is ask.
Michigan Democratic Party Chairman Curtis Hertel says that would violate the Constitution and state sovereignty and would be an embarrassment, just like it has been everywhere else they do it. The office of the Detroit Mayor Mike Dugan says homicides, shootings, and carjackings have had a record decline, and he's defending the progress that's been made. A Texas man accused of making threatening phone calls to New York City mayoral candidate Zohran Mamdani. Natalie Migliori reports.
Sources say the NYPD has been investigating calls made to the Democratic Socialist and his campaign dating back to June. The FBI and local agencies were able to trace the calls to Texas, arresting a suspect from Plano. The suspect waived extradition to appear in a Queens court. Authorities say there is no evidence of a specific plot against Mamdani.
A death on a Florida amusement park ride is being investigated. A rider on the Stardust Racers roller coaster at Universal Orlando's Epic Universe lost consciousness and died after being taken to the hospital. Stardust Racers is described as a dual launch coaster with speeds up to 62 miles an hour. The National Hurricane Center suggests Tropical Storm Gabrielle is still expected to strengthen into a Category 1 hurricane by early next week. According to the NHC, Gabrielle has experienced struggles developing due to vertical wind shear and a significant amount of dry air. Currently, the storm is not expected to impact the U.S. East Coast. The FTC is suing Ticketmaster and Live Nation over ticket resale practices in a lawsuit filed in California yesterday. The FTC accused Ticketmaster and its parent company of illegal and deceptive business practices that have caused customers to pay significantly more than a ticket's face value. The FTC alleges those practices include allowing brokers to violate ticket purchase limits and resell those tickets on its platform. South Park fans will have to wait until next week for a new episode.
I'm going down to South Park, gonna have myself a time.
Friendly faces everywhere, humble folks without temptation.
Co-creators Trey Parker and Matt Stone made the announcement on Wednesday, just hours before the latest episode was scheduled to premiere. They said, apparently when you do everything at the last minute, sometimes you don't get it done. The long-running Comedy Central animated series has seen its viewership surge this season after it has gone after the Trump administration. One episode featuring a parody of Charlie Kirk was pulled from the cable network's rotation following the murder of the conservative activist. I'm Mark Mayfield.
A new study links marijuana use to an increased risk of type 2 diabetes. Those who use weed are close to four times more likely to get type 2 diabetes compared to the general population. That's what researchers reported this week at a meeting of the European Association for the Study in Vienna. It involved nearly 100,000 people whose medical records revealed cannabis use. They were compared to more than 4 million people with no record of marijuana use. The sports thriller, Him, looking to get off to a good start at the box office this weekend.
There are a lot of people saying you could be the next great quarterback. I can already see it now.
The film, produced by Jordan Peele and starring Marlon Wayans, is projected to make $15 to $18 million in its debut weekend. Meanwhile, the drama A Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey, starring Margot Robbie and Colin Farrell, is eyeing an $8 to $10 million start. Despite the two new releases, Demon Slayer Infinity Castle is expected to take first place for the second straight week with $21 to $25 million. I'm Michael Kastner.
WBSM Sports.
It was the A's over the Red Sox 5-3 yesterday afternoon at Fenway. Sox are in Tampa tonight at 7:35. Patriots host the Steelers Sunday afternoon at 1.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
A mix of sun and clouds today. Upper 70s to near 80, mainly cloudy tonight, 51. Sunshine cooler tomorrow, 67. Partly cloudy on Sunday, 65. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Mr. Telephone Man, there's something wrong
right, welcome back in. 508-996-0500. I am your Mr. Telephone Man, so I can't help you if you're getting a click, though, on the other line. But the app is also available for you, App Chat and Open Line voicemails. You can either type in your thoughts or just record your voice and send them over. So tomorrow, if you aren't tuning in already to the Paul Santos Show every Saturday morning from 7 to 9, I don't know what you're doing on your Saturday mornings. And, well, maybe you say, Tim, I'm sleeping. I sleep in. That's my day to sleep in. Well, then you can always catch Paul on podcast. But it's more fun to listen live and to call in and interact with him. He has a great ability to have a civil discussion with anybody. I hear people call in and try to goad him into an argument, and he just diffuses that right away. It's the lawyer in him, sure. But also, he's just a good guy. And great conversations every Saturday. Tomorrow is going to be especially great because tomorrow morning, in the 8 o'clock hour, he is going to be joined by TV legend John Davidson. So you probably know John Davidson as the host of Hollywood Squares. That's incredible. Some of you may know him as a musician. He's had a great career as a musician. Hosted a lot of game shows over the years. But he was also a pretty regular guest host for Johnny Carson for The Tonight Show. And so he's going to be joining Paul, and they're going to talk about a number of things, but including what's going on with late night television and what the role is of late night television in a society. Especially at a time when, you know, people look at that and say, well, back in those days, they weren't political about it. They say, Johnny Carson never made jokes about the president, but he did that all the time. Johnny Carson literally played Ronald Reagan during the Reagan era. Like, that was one of his characters that he played. And he knew Ronald Reagan. They were friends, but he still poked fun at Ronald Reagan. So it's always been political because it's topical. So John Davidson will be joining Paul tomorrow, and they can talk about that. But that leads me into today's Fun Friday question, brought to you by Dee's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. And before I get to the question, I just want to remind people, as Dee's is celebrating its 40th anniversary, and they're doing 40 different dogs for 40 days. You can follow along with that on their Facebook page. But they're having their big birthday party next month. We're going to be there for it. But as this is going on, I want to remind people, because I've seen the questions pop up, Dee's Hot Dogs is open year-round. You can go to Dee's Hot Dogs year-round. And believe me, I have. I don't care if there's snow on the ground. I'm going there and I'm getting a Dee's Hot Dog. They do not close for the winter. They're open year-round. So you can always get that great affordable lunch, 2 hot dogs, chips, and a soda for $5. You can always get any of their great toppings. Plus all the other things they offer. It's not just about hot dogs at Dee's. But they are going to be open year-round. They're always open year-round. So just keep that in mind. But today's Fun Friday question, what's your favorite game show of all time? I'm asking that question in honor of John Davidson's appearance with Paul Santos tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. But John Davidson is definitely involved in one of my favorite game shows of all time. I loved Hollywood Squares. As a kid, people always said, if I get to stay home sick from school, I get to watch The Price is Right. Yeah, I like The Price is Right. I really loved The Price is Right when I was little. But as I got older, I realized the fun, the humor, the comedy was in Hollywood Squares. And so I used to love when I got to stay home from school, snow day, summer, whatever, and I could watch Hollywood Squares. And then they moved it to the afternoon. So that was great because I could watch when I got home from school, but it also competed with He-Man. But that was one of my favorites. I also was a big fan of Press Your Luck in its original days. That was the day my brother was born. I got to stay home from school. And they're like, do you want to come to the hospital and meet your brother? And I was like, nah, I want to finish watching Press Your Luck because I don't get to watch this the rest of the time. But I was, because I was always waiting to see if that Michael Jackson whammy came out. But that was a favorite. And I also loved Alex Trebek hosted a game show called Classic Concentration for a while on NBC, middays. And that was a favorite of mine, too. And then there was that other one that was on, too, around that time, Sale of the Century. I used to watch that, too, but I cannot tell you, like, what how that game was played. I don't remember. In my mind, it was kind of a knockoff of Price is Right to some degree. But those were some of my favorites. And then when shows for like my generation started coming out, things like MTV's Remote Control or Nickelodeon's Double Dare, oh, those were just the best. Nickelodeon had all those great game shows back in the early days. I think they got a little bit weak as time went on, but you had Double Dare, you had Finders Keepers, Nick Arcade, the one with the mountain there that talked, or the they had the mountain, but it also had the idol that talked, and then there was in syndication, you had Funhouse. I guess any game show idea was good in the 80s and 90s. So anyway, that's our Fun Friday question for today. Let me take my next break here, 508-996-0500. We will be right back. All right, welcome back in. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app here on Fun Friday, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. And of course, that song is from a movie soundtrack. You might not remember Desperately Seeking Susan, the first movie that Madonna was ever in. She played the friend in that movie. I'm trying to remember who else was in that one. Anyway. So our Fun Friday question today is, what is your favorite game show of all time? Because John Davidson will be joining Paul Santos tomorrow morning. And That's Incredible with John Davidson was one of those shows that probably got me into like the weird stuff that I'm into, seeing some of those reports on that show. And there was a similar show called Real People. And it was kind of one of the first like reality type shows. And I don't really remember watching that, but I mean, I've seen clips of it that look familiar, but I don't remember that being a show that I watched when I was a kid. I'm sure I must have, but that was hosted by a man named John Barber, and I had the opportunity to interview John Barber on my internet show. And this man, he was good friends with Jim Garrison, the New Orleans district attorney that prosecuted folks in the JFK assassination and played by Kevin Costner in the film JFK. He's been involved in so many stories in showbiz over the years. Also was, you know, frequent late night guest and friend of Johnny Carson. And he told me some great stories about late night television when I had him on. When I interviewed the amazing Kreskin, what was supposed to be a conversation about his mentalism, his abilities with his mind, and the show that he performs just turned into a discussion about being on the Johnny Carson show. What was it like being on the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson? So it definitely was a different era. But same thing with game shows. I mean, look at how game shows are now. The game shows that are successful are the ones that are these big productions, you know, The Floor, and even Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, which Jimmy Kimmel hosts, is, you know, kind of high tech. Jeopardy has gone high tech. It's not a person behind the board anymore, you know, flipping a square. It's this digital thing. Say even Wheel of Fortune. They're not turning letters anymore. It's all digital. And so things have really become high tech, whereas opposed to, you know, you watch Game Show Network, you see these shows from the 60s and 70s where, oh, let's see what your card was. And like they have to like pull up this blinder that was over the card. I mean, the whammy was once the height of game show technology. So anyway, what is your favorite game show? That's our Fun Friday question today. Brought to you by D's Hot Dogs. 508-996-0500. You can answer it with App Chat and Open Line voicemails in the WBSM app. We'll have it up on our Facebook page in just a little bit as well. And we'll take our final break of this hour and be right back. All right, we're going to be going into the newsroom in just a moment. We're going to get your ABC National News and then your South Coast News with Mike Roberts. And then we can talk more on the other side. 508-996-0500 as we go on with Fun Friday.